Wayne Nelson is here. He's at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana, to discuss this marketplace and what's been happening. Good morning to you, Wayne. I think it's all over the last couple of days been about China and its economy and the potential impact on China and the rest of the globe. It had tough times in Chicago yesterday on that, and I suppose good weather too.
You know, we've seen a lot of the world economic things coming into this market. We've seen all of the like broad commodities such as gold, silver, sugar, copper, you know, along the way, along with the grains that have seen sort of a decrease in value or sort of a shrinking back, as we see some of the world economies not aggressively buying, you know, the metals, whatever, and expanding as we go. And of course, China was the driver behind all these markets. And it's been a very, you know, rough last 4 or 5 days in these markets, as we've seen, you know, beans down about 90 cents and corn down about 70 cents and, you know, everything like that has been very rough on our agricultural commodities.
Now, while the Chinese market continues to slip on its stock exchanges, gold futures have managed to stabilize, though just below $1,100. How important is that, do you suppose?
Well, I think it's very important to sort of see some things starting to catch hold here and hang in there. You know, one of the big things this morning was that there was supposedly having trouble opening some letters of credit from China on some of these Brazilian shipments that are coming across. You know, so, I mean, stabilizing some of those things is going to be very good. I think that, you know, one of the things that we've seen and looked at was they said that even what was maybe raising some of the cost of living in China was that pork was starting to go up a little bit. And that accounts for a third of their diet as far as their protein needs going. So that was raising some of the factors over there also. So, you know, just sort of a strange thing to think that pork might influence the whole world economy that much.
Well, they do raise the most hogs on the planet by an inordinate amount. And I suppose on that note, because they raise them much more like we do in the U.S. For their middle class, that they'll continue to need grains and oil seeds, ways to feed that livestock. In fact, I think I saw that there was a purchase this morning of sorghum again. Is that right?
Yes, it is. They did purchase sorghum again today. They've got some pretty big grain stocks, but they like to refresh and put something in that don't have the restrictions that like the MIR-162 had to add in and blend with some of their out-of-quality grain that they do have, I think, along the way, Todd. It's very big. You know, and as well, one thing that's very big to the U.S. right now is all the DDGs that they bought. All the DDGs are very important to go out. We're hearing that the livestock industry is having a terrible time because they can't be, their hides, their offal, as we call it, or the cuts of meat that we don't eat in the U.S. are not going away fast enough, and that's why the meat's staying high in the grocery store, and yet we're going down here, and that's just like the DDGs does for us for ethanol. We need China to buy those, too.
And what did we see in yesterday afternoon's crop progress reports?
Well, you know, we saw the corn up 1%. We saw areas that did drop off hard, though. We did see, you know, the beans, you know, hold their own, and they were looking for an increase there. And I think that's why we're seeing a little better activity here in the beans. The open interest, though, didn't go down as much as what we thought it would for all the fund liquidation we saw yesterday. So, you know, who's turning back in and buying the grains at these prices? Is it the commercials? If it is, then this could be near the bottom.
Do you think it is the commercials?
I wish I knew for sure, Tom, but you know, I think that some end users were told to buy some stuff here yesterday by some of their advisory firms.
Yeah, it would seem like that might be the case. The end users, livestock producers, maybe some of the folks that are producing all kinds of products that come from both corn and soybeans and wheat, all three might be into this marketplace. What are your expectations as we move through the rest of the day today?
The rest of the day, I think, you know, we're going to keep an eye on what the dollar is doing a little bit that way. We're going to see if we can maybe keep a little bit of a rebound going here, and hopefully we can close things in the green today. And I think that would be, you know, a good place to say we can maybe saw a little stabilization coming on. But we know that there's going to be some technical traders out there that are going to want to sell this off on the close. So I'll look for sort of a mixed trade here for a while today, but hopefully closing on the positive side.
Any worries about the heat across the Midwest and pollination?
You know, the European and the American model changed around a little bit here on this morning's run. The European model going a little warmer and drier than the American model. And with these shallow-rooted crops that we have, that could could come into play very fast. So, you know, that is something we want to watch, that we can keep this, you know, off and on rain coming, because with our shallow roots, it's very important.
That was a nice way of saying Todd pollination is done. Grain fill is in the midst, right?
You bet.
I really do appreciate that, Wayne. What else should we discuss this morning? Crop conditions in your area, have they gotten better with the heat and the sunshine?
You know, I think they have. I think we've got better. The crop is greening up a little bit and whatever like that. But, you know, we see a great differential when people go out into the field, pull the ears, look and see what the row count around is and the length of the ear. And we're seeing a great variation depending on whether that was stressed with water for a long time. And I think that we could see a great variation in what it looks like and what it actually yields. And one field might look the same as the other, but it might yield 20 bushel less. So we are seeing some problems with that.
Have those soybean fields that were small, spindly, and there were a lot of them, come alive yet?
You know, look, it's same thing to say there, Todd, is that if they were just wet but not drowned out in the areas are really spindly like that, they've made a lot of progress. And we got to remember, you know, beans are August, first half of September crop, and they have a chance of coming on if they weren't damaged too much. If the nodules are still there, the roots are still good, and we can get dried out a little bit here, as long as we don't get too hot and too dry during the last half of August, why, we could really, you know, turn these beans around quite a bit.
I'm looking forward to talking with you again this afternoon.
Thanks, Todd.